This is KVSC Sports, sitting down with head coach of the SCSU softball team, Paul Uren. Coach, fresh, not so fresh. It's been a little over a week now that you've been back from Florida. You went down there for the spring games, but you're back. You guys went 5-6 over the break. Now that you have some time to digest the trip, what are some of your takeaways?
Yeah, we just met as a team the other day, kind of talking about what we did, what we've done, and how we're going to prepare for the upcoming NSIC season. And so, I thought our trip was a great educational opportunity for our team. We were challenged, competitive games. We understood the level of intensity that we had to bring consistently, you know, not only for the seven innings, but for a doubleheader. You know, that's really what we want to be able to do when you get into the NSIC. We're trying to go into the games and win each inning. So we broke down, you know, how many innings we've won, how many innings we've tied, how many innings that, you know, we maybe could have had out some opportunities. So we really addressed that. And, it was nice to have the break because it got our players fresh. We played a pretty grueling schedule with 11 games and a short amount of time. So we like that. And now we're just really focusing on that intensity, you know, and it's really a game of execution and who does it the best that day. So we've been addressing that in practice as well.
You mentioned the doubleheaders and whatnot. How do you think your team fared with endurance and stamina level with those back-to-back games over such a short span of time?
Yeah, you know, we didn't really have that in February. We had a lot of single game dates. So we had one doubleheader against Bemidji. So it is an endurance test, you know, and you have to stay focused. And as we've talked a little bit before, we only have two position players returning from last year. We're very underclassmen team with lots of sophomores and freshmen in that starting lineup. So it's a different level. And, to get to that level, it takes practice and the mental focus and understanding that one pitch, one play shouldn't determine the outcome of a game. And we won a lot of games early in February in walk-offs. And so I think we kind of felt like we always had that. And maybe we just held on a little too long thinking, well, we're just going to score in the sixth and seventh inning. And then when it didn't happen for us and we walked away with a loss, you know, that kind of hurt our self-confidence a little bit. So that's definitely something the doubleheaders had to show us, that maybe if we didn't come up in the first game that we still had to compete in that second one. And I felt really good with how the team ended the trip with our three wins. It was important for us to walk away with that success.
Yeah, and you just mentioned it. After the ninth, you guys sat at 2-6 on the trip. The 11th and 12th were your final three games. What changed? Did you, anybody in particular on the staff or anybody in the locker room kind of say anything? Or was it just a whole attitude and shift of the entire team?
Sure. You know, I think one of the things that we addressed is that this is probably one of the most talented physical teams that we have. And I think in some of those earlier games, we just really relied on our physical skills to get us through. And now we're understanding that the emotional side of it and the mental side is just as important. So, you know, physically, we weren't really doing that many things wrong. We weren't that bad. It was just like a single play or an execution that maybe we didn't do and we needed to. So continuing having confidence in our physical skills, but building on the emotional side, and not getting too high, not getting too low. So again, just talking about that conversation and then really having our upperclassmen address that. And, you know, we have Morgan Emmons, who's the catcher and a captain, and Libby Bingham, who's our senior on the field, and Kate Kopeck, who's got some great experience. And, you know, they've been great mentors to our underclassmen. And I know when you're in a hotel, you know, we set it up so the upperclassmen room with the underclassmen. And a lot of the underclassmen mentioned how important it was to have, like, those off-the-field conversations, like, you know, I'm struggling or what can I do or where am I at? And the importance that those three players brought to conversations with the underclassmen. And, you know, I think we just came out on a mission the last three. We knew that we could do things a little bit better. And we cleaned things up and we had to really, really fight for those wins. They weren't easy. And I felt like we earned them all. And we walked away with, some good confidence from it.
And who did you see over the trip that really just stood out to you? Whose play just really stood above the rest?
Yeah, you know, I think Maya Keating is just this consistent. I mean, she defensively just keeps working really hard on her skills. She made some big-time plays. Base running, she's tenacious. If you give her a base, she's going to take it. She doesn't miss many opportunities. At the plate, you know, I think she's at the top leading our team with hitting. She's just a great competitor. She's a great leader in our program and just does all the things right. Yeah, you just love watching her play. Morgan Emmons again this is her first season behind the plate. She's working with the pitchers. I really liked how she brought the team together. She has really good insight at the end, you know, for team huddles and conversations. And I think some underclassmen, I felt like Brooke Bolin had an outstanding trip. We moved her from left field to center field and was kind of banged up, but just competed, you know, real strong. And we saw some good looks from other players. You know, Anna Roth is coming together with her swing. She's going to be a big offensive factor for us. Alexis Jacobs, you know, she again showed some power in that four hole. And then another standout was probably Kylie Thompson, you know. She's a pitcher for us and leading the way. And then as well, she came up with some really big RBI hits at the end.
And now shifting to at conference play, starting up on the 27th against UMD. It's going to be at the Husky Dome, and then you have a pretty quick turnaround. You're going to be heading on the Rhone, and it sounds like from what we talked about before, off air, I should say, it's going to be held in Minot, both games in a dome just because of the weather and whatnot that in upcoming. But how does the mindset change? Because now you're playing teams that you're not going to see in the regular season as much to conference play, where you might have to steal a game here or there, and it's going to be a lot tougher competition because every game means that much.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes is a mental mindset where you know the team so well that you know what their strengths are, and so maybe sometimes you overestimate a team instead of just playing the game on the field. So, you know, we know who's predicted to be the top teams in the NSIC, and we feel we can compete against anyone. It's just bringing our best on that day. You know, so for us, we're excited to open with Duluth. They're an outstanding team. They had a great trip. You know, they're playing hot right now, but we want that type of competition, and we look forward to the challenge of it. And I think we match up pretty well. We both have strong offenses. You know, we're working with our pitching staffs to compete at the best. And, you know, defensively, I think that we've worked really hard these last 2 weeks to get it together. Playing in the dome is one of our strengths. You know, it's our second home. It's our home sweet dome. And for us to be able to play these games in the dome isn't a real change for us. And so to go up to Minot and play in their dome, we look forward to it. You know, the weather's always great inside the dome. We understand what our strengths are inside there. And it takes away the kind of that day of travel, too. So we'll make that decision on Tuesday. But right now, you know, up north, we've got more snow predicted here the next couple days. So for us, we're just going to roll with the punches. And we talk about that, being flexible and making adjustments. It's just part of being a softball team up here in the spring.
And with you can mention, you have a two-week break here, ending from Florida to your first game against UMD. Does that help or hurt you? Because obviously you can work on some stuff, but that could take you out of that competitive mindset.
Sure. You know, we were pretty tired coming home from the trip in Florida. We gave it all that we had, you know, not too many regrets on the field. But it does take a toll. I'm not sure what it's like to be a Major League Baseball player, because we just did like a 12-day stretch, and they're doing it for a long time. But you know, we need a little bit of break. We missed a couple days of school. So, you know, again, trying to get our academics in check. And then for us now, it's just really trying to simulate that same intensity the best that we can, execution opportunities in practice. So we're ready. I mean, it's good to have a couple days of practice to refresh, but we're definitely, you know, anxious to get back to a game tempo mode. And then once you get into April, there's very few practices. You know, you're just going off of what you've built up since you started in September, and a couple rest days and competition days, and the month of April flies right by.
And with the two-week break, you kind of allow everybody to rest up, heal back up, most notably probably Cassie Francesconi, who was out with concussion and a little bit of mono as well. Any timetable on when she returns?
Well, she's clear now, so we're real happy to have her back. You know, Cassie's an outstanding center fielder, and for us, she's our most experienced outfield. She just has she can cover a ton of ground. She has a great arm. You know, she's just been kicking butt in practice here the last couple of days. So every day at the end of practice, we're grateful to have Cassie back out there. So other than that, we're doing pretty well. Just a couple nicks and dings and hit by pitches that left some good souvenirs from Florida, but yeah, the break is good, and I think we're going at full force here going into the conference season.
And the next Tuesday, first game of the conference, but also it's Faculty Appreciation Day. Do you want to talk about just your coaching staff and who else is there on your coaching staff that's really just been benefiting, helping the team grow, and just kind of what your thoughts are on just who's kind of almost behind the curtains of your team?
Yeah, you know, one of my philosophies for the last 20 years of coaching is it's always the team behind the team that makes it go. And certainly we couldn't do what we do as a spring sport without our faculty and staff supporting us. You know, we miss some games, we have some travel, things pop up, our schedule's always changing. I really think our schedule's a suggestion. We just base it around when we can get outside. So our faculty do a great job on this campus of working with our student athletes on rescheduling tests. And so we just want to recognize that because, you know, we've had a very strong success academically, 3.0 or above. For all 20 years, we've had academic All-Americans, and we're very proud of that within our program. You know, also behind that, Sean K. Cook and his greenhouse staff. Sean does an amazing job. He's easygoing. He's a great listener. He's kind of our liaison between faculty and the students. So I know our student athletes use him quite often, especially in the spring. Holly Schreiner in the athletic office, you know, she's constantly working with our student athletes on registering and, you know, talking them off the ledge sometimes when life gets crazy. So there's countless people that help us do what we do academically, and we want to make sure that we recognize them Tuesday for the game.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much for your time today. Good luck to you and your team. And I know it's going to be a pretty hectic weekend in conference play, so I'll have to catch up with you after you get back from your trip to Minot. But thank you very much and good luck to your team in the next coming games.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the start of the season. Let's go Huskies.
That was head coach Paul Uren of the SCSU softball team. For more softball coverage, go online to kvsc.org, click on the sports tab, and we'll have all your news and articles right there at the top of the page.